welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit with much to say. He has so much to say to his people who love him. He speaks to us in the heart. Everything has to register. Sometimes people may seem like people just don't get it. Revelation works with time. Everything of God starts in seed form. That's why we have to have ears to hear, ears to register God's word. People embrace knowledge based on their experiences. If you're trying to understand something, you give it your full attention. It becomes real to you. You can see the purpose of it. That's why it's so dangerous to our potential to have a doubtful disposition on things, to take a doubtful position and not give knowledge a chance. When people hear the gospel for the first time, if they harden their heart, they won't give it a chance because it won't ever register with them. And people, there are good people that if they would hear what God is saying, hear him out, or listen to the people who speak the gospel. And just listen. Give it a chance. They can come out of this world alive. Now, the reason the enemy got away with tricking them is because they didn't give it a chance to register in their heart. If they were around a lot of meanness, then here comes a preacher telling me I can live forever through one man that lived 2,000 years ago. And he's actually God who became a man. If they don't give it a chance, that doesn't, they'll feel foolish for believing something like that. If they were around a lot of meanness, they'll think that he's trying to get something out of them, and they'll put their defenses up. And this happens all the time. But the love that's in it. When my dad was a preacher and he loved God, and I saw him teach about God who I couldn't see. But I saw his love for God. I saw his devotion. I saw him take time on Saturdays and during the week studying. And I said, well, Daddy, you want to go fishing? He said, I got to study right now, son. And I said, okay. It wasn't a problem. I didn't get mad at him because I believed in what he was doing. And I knew that he believed in what he was doing. I didn't fully understand, but I trusted my father. You have to understand that the things of God are very important. Now, in our home, my dad preached far away. There was a shortage of Methodist pastors. And he had to preach in Utah, but he had a job in Birmingham. And instead of relocating his family, he just spend the weekend in Utah, Alabama. He did this for years. So he had to drive an hour away every Saturday, spend the night in Utah, come home. The churches in the Methodist churches had a parsonage for him. And In fact, it was a project home. They rented an apartment out from the projects, and right there in Utah. And once he got to Utah, one church was across the street, and the other two were far away. It took about 20, 30 minutes just to get to them. But I saw dedication. We drove miles and miles and miles every weekend. We did, and he kept the car in good shape. He kept it full of oil. He did everything necessary to do what he had to do. I saw dedication. Now my cousin Johnny Reed the third, he explained the gospel. Now my dad, he preached the gospel and he preached it right, but children don't always get it in church. But I knew what he was doing, and I knew Jesus was important. And my mother taught me. They probably thought I understood the whole thing. But my cousin explained to me about Jesus. He broke it down for the first time, why he had to die for us. Save, and I wanted to know how to get saved, so that I used to ride motorcycles, and we did stunts, and we did things we shouldn't do. And we rode fast, and we, you know, a lot of times we almost got hurt. But I wanted to know what to do if I did get hurt. If I failed, if I almost got killed, I wanted to go to heaven. So I listened to him. That word of God got in my heart. And it grew, just like you plant corn in a field. And then, but I didn't want to be a Christian at the time. I waited. The Lord told me I was on my own when I was around the, I guess between 7th and 8th grade, he said, you're on your own now. So I went through the high school years. I wasn't a Christian. But when I was in high school, I wanted to be a Christian, but I wanted to know that I'd do right. I wanted to know that I would stay true to God, because it was too important to be foolish. And I didn't want to be foolish. If I was going to be a Christian, I wanted to know that I'd do it right. I mean, that's just what happened. That's how I thought back then. I didn't have all my facts. But God works with us where we are. And time happened. A few years went by. I was working at a grocery store, and once I went full-time, I worked there in the day. Now, I was 19. I had graduated high school and everything, going to Bessemer Tech in trade school. And then two Coke men came, and they preached the word of God. Very effective. And the guys started getting saved. About 20 guys got saved, I counted, from their works. We got saved like dominoes. And then I met Chris Lucas. He was there. I remember he was one of the guys that got saved. I think James was the first, and then Chris. And my friend Earl, he was in the band with us. He said, man, they were telling me about the Bible. I'm going to go buy me a Bible today. It was payday. And I'm going to go home and read it. And when he said that, I said, he's going to go to heaven. I'm going to hell. And I thought about it. I said, I said, Lord, I did all this stuff, and I'm no better off. I asked him to save me right there. And you know the story. I talked about it before. The enemy said to me, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. And I thought he was right. I said, well, I don't care. It's the right thing to do. And I asked the Lord to save me, and I felt his presence, because I believe from the heart. Sometimes people, if it's not from the heart, it's not real. It's got to be from the heart. Salvation is from the heart. Sometimes people have, if they didn't believe from the heart, they don't know what I'm talking about when I say I felt His presence. Now, if you keep on endeavoring to know God, you're going to eventually believe from the heart. But that day, I believed from the heart. Because that's a fact, because it's mentioned. If you believe it, if you confess with your mouth and believe from the heart, not just the mind, but from the heart. But most, when people do believe, if they take that position, it's got to be from the heart, because everything in this world is going to challenge you. And if you stick with the gospel, it's going to eventually be from the heart. If you can say it, it is from the heart. If you say it by your faith, people can do it without being from the heart, and I know that, but whatever you say, it's going to eventually become a fact. But I said, I felt His presence, and I knew that I was in the kingdom of God. I didn't take a step, but now I'm in the kingdom of God. Then I started growing. I wasn't perfect. And sometimes people think that a convert will be perfect, but it's not going to happen. They have the potential to be perfect, but not the knowledge. Unless God give them knowledge with salvation. Their heart is perfect, but their mind is the same, no different than it was the moment before. But I grew and developed over time. So when you tell people things that's new to them, they're not just going to get it. Right off the bat, it forms in them. The Word of God forms in us, and it grows and develops. And we do things, we grow from glory to glory. And our potential becomes stronger and stronger. Now that's one reason patience is required as a minister, man of God, as a Christian. We have to be just as patient with others as God is with us. See, the Lord, the love of God is our pattern. We love others with the same love, and we can win souls. We're almost out of time. It's going to take a miracle now for God to save the last residue of people. Because it takes time for the word to register. And it, from the time they first hear. Now, people that have heard and didn't get saved yet, I hope that they can believe in time. I hope they believe in time. It takes time for things to register. Even if you're telling people that love God, things of God, things that God has given you. Revelation that you're greatly excited about. It has to register in those you talk to. And if it don't register, they can't use the information. At least not like they could if it registers. When you have ears to hear, the word that Jesus say, it sticks with you. It gets down in your heart. Helps you develop to the point that you change your lifestyle, you change the way you speak, you change your activity. You go from what you were, you go from the position you were to a greater. You develop. That's how it works. You go, and then you see, you start learning things you couldn't learn any other way. Obedience is a teacher all by itself. it puts you in a, you took God's word to be true by faith, and you acted on it because you trusted him, and you acted on it with your faith. And when you do, it makes sense. And you say, oh, this is why God said do it this way. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. People that were used to eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You know, in the day he said that, people were, Moses said, if a man knock your eye out, you got to knock his eye out. If he knock your tooth out, you got to knock his tooth out. Unless he makes it to the city of refuge. If he accidentally kills your brother, you got to, the next family member got to chase him out of town and kill him. And he had to live in the sanctuary city. And he had to stay there until the priest that was there died. This is what people were used to when Jesus said, if somebody slap you on the cheek, then let them slap the other cheek. Now, they weren't used to this kind of action. They weren't used to this kind of activity. They were used to eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I want to explain something. When Moses said that, the seed of woman had not yet been born. And Satan was trying to kill him. And Satan can manipulate accidents to happen. This was a deterrent. What Moses said was a deterrent to protect people from being killed, because Satan would be suspicious of many people in Israel. He didn't know who the seed of woman was. Anybody he thought would be a threat, he would try to murder them. So to deter, and I'm sure he tried it anyway, but to deter this from happening, if somebody accidentally kill you, you had to on purpose kill them. Unless they had to relocate to the sanctuary city, and they might not make it, because some people were, the people that they were running from were faster and more and stronger and more motivated to kill them than they were to get away. Some people didn't make it. Some people did make it. And some people didn't want to kill people, but they had the order to kill from God. And so they would chase them, and they would slow down so that they could make it to their sanctuary city. And this became a culture. Culture life is hard to change. And Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Now here it was, when I first read it, I said, turn the other cheek. If somebody do me, turn the other cheek, don't fight. Now some people, they were glad he said it, because they were scared to fight. I wasn't scared to fight people. If they wanted to fight, I'd fight. But my God said, turn the other cheek. Why did he say that? I said, well, I trusted him on salvation and I'm blessed. I trusted him in other areas of life and I'm blessed. I'm going to trust him on this too. Some people pick and choose where they obey. You can't do that with God. You got to obey all of his word. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I go to church and people say, well, just try to do right. But no, God said do it. He said man should not live by bread alone. So your life requires you, your life and your victory and your success and the welfare of your life requires you to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, just like he said it, without a religious spin on it. Religion, you know, that cold religious spin always get people in trouble. If you don't build with them, you scatter. It's going to cause problems that people can't have, don't have the answer to. And they're going to feel disillusioned, and they're going to isolate themselves. Or they'll divide off and go to another church, and then they're going to do something. It never stops. The only way we unify the body and make it functional is to preach God's word as he give it to us. Trust him. And some things that the Lord say are hard, they were hard to receive or hard to comprehend. Now, I lived by the word for years. And one day around 2008, somewhere, I think it was 2008, I just said, Lord, why did you tell your people to turn the other cheek? Give somebody a cloak also if they take your coat. Why did you say that? I just asked him just like that. He said, I didn't want my people to provoke violence. And then it all just made sense. A greater way of problem solving is understood as you obey what Jesus said do. If you have a heart to love God and you love man like God loves you, you're going to understand many forms of wisdom that you can't receive any other way. Now, I live that way. If a conversation got heated, then I would always, I took the position that God gave me. I turned the other cheek. Turn the other cheek is, I didn't just stand up there and just turn my other, physically turn my other cheek. But as the conversation escalated in anger, I would give a soft answer. Hey, man, let's just talk about, let's just talk about this. And it works. Because sometimes you're going to make people upset with you. They're going to get upset. You know, married couples, they get upset all the time. And then, I'm more geared to listen and solve the problem than feel threatened and bark in anger. And it works. Let's say he said, well, let's just, in a heated situation, this is Jesus talk. Let's say he said, there's a greater way to do this. Doing God's word takes faith. He don't explain everything. If you have the faith to take him at his word, you automatically become a trainable student. If you have the faith to obey him because he said it, you already in the category of a trainable student. And you have greater potential from that moment on. So a lot of things that the Lord say, he knows how it will be taken and how it will be understood and how it can be received. He know all the things you're going to go through and the way it's going to make you wonder. But if you do it anyway, from that moment, you become a trainable student that he can work with. He can always work with faith. And then the word of God will register in you, inside you, and give you greater potential in this life. And you'll be able to do things you never could do before. Allow the word of God to register like never before. Live the life that God has called you to. Love man like he loves you. And he can make you effective in this last hour. And it's already written, in the last hour, God's going to go out and get people that were not preachers. And they're going to help reap the harvest. And they're going to get the same pay that people that's been doing this for years. Because God is so desirous to save as many people as possible. So don't underestimate what God can do in the last hour. Everything Jesus said, he said for a reason. And it's all important. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And he almost is out of time. But he's mighty. And he'll still teach you the rest of this day. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.